This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
With news on 540 WAUK, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee County supervisors have approved a $1.4 billion budget for the upcoming year. That's more than County Executive David Crawley's initial proposal. The expanded budget includes a property tax increase of just under 2.5%. The expanded spending plan includes money to safeguard the Mitchell Park domes, increases for legal aid, and adjust the bus system. The budget will raise the limits on daily, weekly, and monthly MCTS bus rides to accommodate the additional spending. Eastside Milwaukee Alderman Jonathan Brostoff will be remembered in a public funeral service today. It's being held at the UW-Milwaukee Helen Zelazo Center. Flags are being flown at half-staff across the state today, honoring Brostoff's contribution to Milwaukee and Wisconsin. It wasn't just that a suspicious 13-year-old tried to get into a Kenosha elementary school with a weapon. There's other evidence. Kenosha police held a press conference yesterday about the situation that led to all county schools being placed in a hold. Police Chief Patrick Patton said after the attempted entry at Roosevelt Elementary, they started getting tips.
This is something that had been told to people of his growing intentions. We know that there's internet searches, and all the red flags that we would look for and expect someone to report were there. And we're coming up forward saying we had narrowly missed a tragedy today, and we're just going to re-encourage everybody when they see something, say something, help us out, have those talks with your children.
The suspect fled when approached by school staff, but was later arrested a few blocks away after police convinced him to surrender. Kenosha Unified Superintendent Jeffrey Weiss praised the heroic actions of school staff who potentially avoided a tragic situation. The initial investigation shows the suspect had shared concerning videos and made comments to fellow students in the weeks leading up to the incident. During the chaos, a separate, unrelated active shooter report came in from Gateway Technical College. That was determined to not be credible. 90 people will be impacted when Molson Coors shuts down Leinenkugel breweries in January. The closures will end over 150 years of brewing history in Chippewa Falls and at a brewery in Milwaukee as well. It's part of the company's plan to centralize production in the Brew City. Leaders in Chippewa Falls say they remain hopeful about re-employment prospects. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
UW Women's Volleyball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The UW Women's Volleyball team in Madison at the Fieldhouse against the Iowa State Hawkeyes. The Badgers in third place in the Big Ten. College basketball, the Badgers men's team with a 79-67 win over Montana State. Head coach Greg Gard says the Badgers' next game is against the Appalachian State Mountaineers Sunday morning at 11.
Quick turnaround here for App State coming in on Sunday. Another good team, different. Than what we've seen maybe for the last couple games, but a little bigger. But I like, there's a lot of good things tonight, and we'll build off of that and continue to try to get better.
NBA, the Bucks with a 123-100 win over the Utah Jazz. Andre Jackson Jr. getting his first start, helping out on defense, Damian Lillard.
I thought he had a great game. You know, I think every good team has somebody that you could point to as like a disruptor, energy player that just brings that to a team. And I think, you know, it was obvious with him out there, you know, his pressure on the ball, the deflections, chasing down loose balls, you know, just a lot of those hustle plays, those energy plays that can bring energy to a team, but also those moments where, you know, it looked like the other team is about to, you know, have something happen for him, and then his energy and his effort and his motor comes into play for us, you know, like that fast break where Brooke is chasing down Patty Mills. He make him, you know, throw up a high floating layup in transition, and then another guy is following it up, and Dre come behind and block it, you know. So that's just the kind of player he is, and I think, you know, they felt his presence out there tonight.
The Bucks' Gary Trent Jr. only playing 8 minutes before dropping out in the first half.
Back spasms, yeah. So I saw him running down the floor in the second quarter, and he's not running normal. I saw that.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Stop the presses. There's a new film about zombies headed our way. Twilight star Billy Burke will head the cast of the new zombie thriller horror movie Outbreak. The show tells the story of a park ranger whose son encounters several people with zombie-like symptoms, probably a headache, fever, and a slight case of the chills. How come we haven't seen a zombie rom-com yet? It's only a matter of time, folks. If you're tired of watching Nicolas Cage films in the comfort of your own home, you'll be interested in this, a new Nicolas Cage Film Festival. The festival is called Nicolas Uncaged and will celebrate several films from our national treasure. See what I did there? The event will take place over the course of the next 2 months in New York at the Metrograph Theater. Some of the films showcased include Adaptation, of course, National Treasure, Con Air, Moonstruck, Red Rock West, and David Lynch's Wild at Heart. The festival starts November 8th and runs through January 2nd. After signing a multi-picture deal with Lionsgate, Taylor Sheridan is turning out TV shows at an alarming rate, such as Tulsa King, Yellowstone, The Mayor of Kingstown, 1883, 1923, and Lioness. Lioness in particular just became the fourth biggest premiere on Paramount+. The show found its way into 3 million homes in the first 7 days of its release a couple weeks ago. The show stars Zoe Saldana, Nicole Kidman, Morgan Freeman, and Michael Kelly, and is supposedly based on the CIA's actual Lioness program. If you like high-powered weaponry, military jargon, and lots of gunfire, this is the show for you. Warner Brothers Discovery is reporting that its streaming or direct-to-consumer service is booming as its theatrical business declines. The studio says it's gained over 7 million subscribers in the third quarter alone for this year, according to Screen Daily. This is the biggest gain ever for subscribers that has been reported since the launch of Max in 2020. Everyone is chasing Netflix. Thinking about heading to the theater this weekend? Here are some films that might be up your alley. Hugh Grant stars in Heretic, a film about two young missionaries who knock on the wrong door and end up fighting for their lives in a house owned by the nefarious Mr. Reed, played by Grant. The film is getting mad reviews at 94% on Rotten Tomatoes. Check out another film in wide release this week called Weekend in Taipei. It has kind of a Mr. and Mrs. Smith feel to it, but reviews are very mediocre so far. If you want to get a jump start on your holiday movie watching, you have two choices. Best Christmas Pageant Ever is being released wide and pulling in 86% on Rotten Tomatoes, but has a 100% favorable audience score. Another Christmas film in limited release this weekend is Christmas Eve in Miller's Point, a comedy drama starring Michael Cera and Elsie Fisher, where a family descends on their home for the final time. The film is currently getting an 86% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're scoring at home, that sounds like four winners to me, so let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 58 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be from the northwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 44. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. Clouds increasing in the afternoon, 55. And then rain tomorrow night into Sunday. Rain will end by Sunday afternoon with a high on Sunday near 58. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.